The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen ed provided by Strayer University affiliates of Via Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Five, Steve, this week the rain has continued since our last recording for
raining for days
for the weekly episode. Now these are becoming a little harder to do with the coronavirus obviously taking hold, but we stay true to the schedule, Steve. The Fast Five will be released every other week here on this same feed every other Thursday. Steve, let's get right into it this week.
With Fast Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off
No worries.
So I'll let you continue. Go ahead and go first.
I tend to ramble, if you haven't noticed. Steve, first on the Fast Five this week, Fred Willard.
Oh, man, I was disappointed to hear about that.
86. Would you have guessed that?
No, not at all.
Me neither.
I mean, granted, I hadn't seen him in something in... I don't know. What was the last thing he was in?
He did a lot of stuff on Modern Family that I watched every week. He was on that. He looked older, but I still would never have guessed 86.
86, yeah. I mean, I've seen recent pictures of him. He looked great. That guy.
I feel like he got to 60 and then looked 60 until he died.
Somebody referred to him as like the king of confused comedy or something like that.
A fantastic way to put it.
What a perfect description.
Yeah.
Obviously... But I mean, you could tell that obviously that was his bit.
Yeah.
That was what he did. So
as of time of recording, Steve, no announced cause of death yet for Fred Willard, 86 years old. Second up, UFC, just in general.
Not specifically the 249 or whatever.
No, three events in one calendar week they ran.
Did they really?
They ran a pay-per-view last Saturday.
I knew they did the pay-per-view.
A ESPN event Wednesday and an ESPN event last night or on Saturday this last week.
Well, from everything I read, the pay-per-view event, 249, seemed like it went really well. There were good fights. It was reviewed pretty good.
Yeah, more bets placed. The most sports bet UFC event, I believe they said.
Oh, I bet.
People are
starved for anything.
Just degenerates over there waiting for their sports bets.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird that they seem to be putting the pedal down and just hammering it home.
Raring forward.
I guess if you're doing all the testing and you know that everyone is not sick.
Yeah.
Well, I
think a lot of these organizations are worried. There's TV contracts, and in order to maintain these insane profit margins and revenues, those TV contracts are the big money. And if you can't honor those TV contracts, why would you be paid for those? So the UFC's in that boat. You have Top Rank Boxing coming up in June, who's in a similar boat. They're going to be running cards every week, it sounds like, starting in June. Next up, Steve, face masks. Are you you're on board, I'm assuming?
You're a
public servant. You're going in to get a... gallon of milk and a loaf of bread, you got the mask on,
I'm
right?
wearing my mask, and I am silently judging you if you're not.
Can you explain to me, then, why our president and vice president apparently refused to do so?
Can I explain that to you? I wish I could. I don't know.
But no explanation. There is none.
There is no explanation
It's total...
I mean, I guess...
I don't want to be crass, and we're not going to dive deep into politics. It's total jackassery is what it is. And it's refusing to actually live by and follow the mandate that your health professionals are all recommending. If you're not doing it when you're out in public places, you're being a jackass.
Yeah. Now, every place that I've been into, which is very few, I've been to the grocery store, Been to like a restaurant or two to pick up food.
Yeah.
Now they all have the signs up that say, as mandated by the governor, you must wear a mask to be in here.
Sure.
But there's always a little asterisk where it says, unless you have a
health condition,
right? Outlying health condition.
Yeah.
Now, apparently there are just the majority of people have health conditions that prevent them from wearing masks.
Yeah.
Because I stood in line.
Definitely it, Steve.
Yeah. I had to stop at a pharmacy the other day to pick up a prescription.
Okay.
Their drive-through was not open, which is the worst possible time for your drive-through to be out of order.
Yeah,
I don't understand how a window can be out of order.
Ridiculous.
So I went in there, and yeah, I counted. There were probably 8 or 10 people in there. I had a mask on, and one of the cashiers had a mask on.
That's it.
And there were 3 cashiers there.
Boy.
But I'm just looking around like, man, all of these people have medical conditions that prevent them from wearing masks.
What a surprise. Man, almost impossible to believe.
Yeah.
Next up, Steve. Ahmaud, I don't want to pronounce it wrong. Ahmaud Arbery.
Yeah, that is...
taking on a real... this has legs. This story, everything around it now seems to have a lot of legs in the media. A lot of these feel like they're... I'm not trying to dismiss it, but the way the media play, it ends up being dust in the wind, kind of.
Yeah.
So this one,
especially now.
Yeah. And this one is sticking. This has resonating. It is.
And it should be.
Real implications here, Steve.
Yeah. He was simply running. And from what I've seen, he was running through a neighborhood. There was a house that was being built. There's security footage of him just kind of walking into the... Basically, just studded walls and, no drywall or anything. Just kind of walking in and looking around, leaving, committing no crime. I mean, I guess technically trespassing, maybe. Going for a run.
Oh, maybe that's worth it. Damn it. That's
true.
That's all you need.
And then he was hunted. Like, he was hunted down.
No question.
Like, he was being tracked. Like somebody was out deer hunting. They tracked him down and they shot him in the middle of the street and killed him. And those people, the father and son that did it, I mean, it's on video. We've all seen it.
It's honestly,
it's murder.
Impossible.
It's cold-blooded murder.
Yep.
It was premeditated. They went out looking for him with the intention of finding him and...
They did.
Doing what they did to him.
Yep, they absolutely did.
So they should be, I'm not an anti-gun guy by any means. I know some of my best friends in the world are gun owners and are responsible gun owners.
Mm-hmm.
And they, some of them go hunting. They use their firearms. Some of them do it, like a good friend of mine. He just likes to go to the range. He enjoys going to the range and
shooting at targets,
improving his skill. It's like any other hobby. He's not an open carry or a concealed carry guy or anything like that. And on the few occasions that I've shot guns, I've enjoyed it. It's fun. I mean, it's fun to shoot at a target in a controlled environment. So I'm not at all an anti-gun guy, but
right.
I just don't understand how somebody like that is able to own one.
I don't understand it. So they're bringing in the federal government now to decide if, charges should be filed. I think at this point,
the fact that they don't even know, they're not even sure if charges should be filed.
You want to pass that buck as much as humanly possible, Steve, I guess in today's world,
because nobody can watch that video and convince me that was that punishment fit that crime.
Right.
The crime that didn't happen.
Yep. The crime that we definitely didn't see.
Yeah.
Just another one of those that's going to stick.
Yeah. It's very upsetting
in the public mindset for a long time. Very disturbing. Very disturbing. Lastly, Steve, this week, a very depressing boy. A Debbie Downer of a Fast Five for me. I apologize to you. If you got an uplifting one or two, I'd like rainbows or... No, don't do rainbows. That guy died this week.
Oh, bear.
Jeez.
I'll put in a... Yeah, just like Carnival clowns.
Yeah, thank you.
Juggling.
Anything. Lastly, Steve, Jerry Stiller.
Oh, man. That bummed me out.
92. Now that I could see a little bit, but on it does not make it any the less tough to see happen there.
I would argue one of the greatest TV characters ever. Frank Costanza.
Yeah.
Father of George Costanza, of course, on Seinfeld.
Played a similar character on King of Queens for a lot of years.
Curmudgeon-y old man.
Fantastic and funny.
Played the character great.
Oh, I loved it. Loved watching every second of it.
I heard an interview that somebody did with Jerry Seinfeld within the last week, and he said that Jerry Stiller was one of the only people who was on Seinfeld. He was the only one that Jerry Seinfeld never questioned.
Oh, really?
He never said, like, let's do that again.
That's cool.
Maybe get a... He said whatever he did was perfect. He didn't always understand why he would have done it. But in the end, it was one of those, like, oh, when you see the final cut, oh, of course, that's why he did it. And it would all make sense. Like, I don't understand why he got animated there, or why he yelled when he was delivering that line. And then you see the final cut and you're like, well, there it is.
But if Jerry Stiller, or if Jerry Seinfeld is the one, you know, arguing your praises there, then that says quite a bit, Steve. Before that, talked extensively about Ahmaud Arbery.
Yeah, terrible.
Just jogging, just a even when a tour and when a story when one of those stories kind of sneaks through the coronavirus news cycle, you know it's going to have some staying power, some lasting impact.
Yeah,
and I think that's what we're dealing with here.
Well, it's just the most recent example of the whole like blank while black meme.
Yep.
You know, running while black.
Yep.
Or walking while black, shopping while black.
And appears on the surface, at least. Indefensible.
Yeah.
Indefensible here. Before that, face masks. Mandatory in a lot of areas and states and counties now. L.A. County, you have to wear it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not in a building, if you're out and about, you're supposed to have to wear a face mask.
Now, are you, when you're driving around?
Yep.
Face mask?
No.
Okay.
Not in my own car.
Right.
But if I'm getting out, obviously going in somewhere, doing something, yes.
I did, I had to do a store pickup yesterday, ordered something online.
Sure.
Pull up to their a couple designated parking spots for the online order pickup, and they bring it out to you. You doing mask then?
You know, I probably should, but no, I haven't.
Yeah, I did yesterday.
And I wouldn't consider that, but yeah, that makes sense. I know I've done pickup where they bring it to me, but it's been a pickup where it's like...
Leave it on a table and then you go and get it?
Well, no, for me, it's been like they'll bring it to the curb and like, hey, pop the trunk, we'll put it in for you.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I haven't had one of them yet.
And that, yeah, I've had that a couple of times. And yeah, you know, I guess you should in that regard. In the instance
if you're,
you're
I get with your, if you're within 6 feet, by the way, we are recording this again.
Yeah.
In the sunroom, distanced by about 11 or 12 feet, not touching any of the same things. Your stuff has been sitting on that table. Untouched since we recorded a week ago.
Yep. Before that, Steve, UFC back in it, and not just back in it, pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
Three events in the last week in the same arena. Now, they're looking at, because Las Vegas is talking about opening up somewhat, opening up a lot of their venues. They're talking about holding Vegas events in June.
With no crowd, right?
I want to say limited.
Hmm. See, to me, limited crowd almost looks worse than no crowd.
It's going to be
because
weird,
then
right?
It just
every
looks...
fourth seat, and you have to leave a row in between all of those. It's going to be very weird to watch that happen. And what do you do if they want to get up and get a soda or go to the bathroom?
Well, then it just looks like
do
a crappy...
They all have hula hoops around them?
It looks like a crappy event that nobody wanted to go to.
Yep, absolutely. And lastly, Steve, Fred Willard, we talked about him. How did you describe it? You read it, the... genius of
like
confused
the
comedy.
Yeah, the confused comedian.
Absolutely.
Like nailed that role perfectly.
Yeah, bad week for aging comedians. Jerry Stiller, Fred Willard, both passed away. Both very talented, very funny men. Both passed away. 86 and 92.
Fast Five! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, first on my list of the Fast Five is Facebook avatars. Have you committed?
Great. I don't know how to do it, so no. Do I have to download an app for it? Is it going to end up being one of those apps that, you know, a week later, like, oh, you know, it's created by Russia. Now they have all of your identification stuff, right?
Russia just stole your 401k.
What was that? That was the aging one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which that app was incredible.
Yeah, and now great. Now that I have all of my retirement benefits and any social security info I used to have. No, I haven't. I don't know how to do it, Steve. Maybe.
I didn't know it was a thing until like last night, and I kept seeing it pop up. I'm like, what is it? What are people doing?
Do we finally do that and update our show logo?
No, absolutely not. There are some things in life that cannot change. Moving on.
One of those is not the logo.
Next up, socially distanced concerts. Stupid. I saw that some states are considering, like within a month or two, there's going to be like the first concerts that have been held in this country in months at this point. But it's going to be like you were talking about with the UFC, where it's every fourth seat, but empty rows. And
what do you do about standing room stuff? Now, I have a concert, Steve, that was Friday, March 17th.
And I remember you talking about
that. And it did not get canceled until noon on Friday, March 17th. It was on the incredible front end of when all the shoes began to drop for this coronavirus pandemic. It's been rescheduled for August. I'm still kind of shaking
my head. Oh, I wouldn't go. There's no chance I would go.
I don't think that's going to happen. And two, it's on a Sunday. And it's probably not going to happen.
No. For me, I'm going to a concert because I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's that couple hours, so you just get to kind of, unwind.
Certainly.
But I would be too on edge to enjoy it.
Yet I don't know. Are the profits even there for socially distanced concerts that it's worth it for the acts to do these?
If I'm a performer, I probably don't want to perform anyway, because you're used to having a mid-level band who goes out to a smaller venue. Like, we have a couple of those venues in town. They're about 2,000 to 2,500 seat venues.
Yeah.
Do you want to go and play for 400 when you're used to playing that venue at capacity or near capacity?
Right.
I mean, I guess it's got to be a catch-22 because, yeah, you want to get back out on the road and you can probably make a little bit of money, but it's also got to be, like, the energy is completely different.
Yeah, I don't know that it's worth it for them or for the fans. Granted, admittedly, I'm not a live music guy. I don't live by it. I don't love it and cherish it like people do. Give me a digital download of it and I'll listen to it in my car. I much prefer that. So I don't quite share that space with a lot of people. It's not worth it. It's so not worth it for me.
Next, Plandemic. Did you watch it?
No.
I didn't either.
Was that the one that was, what was it called?
Plandemic.
That's not the video that people keeps getting pulled off of YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Check it now before the government shuts us down. So you're talking about the anti-vaxxer who said that
it's like used to work for Dr. Fauci in some capacity, or a former colleague of Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, whatever.
I was because I didn't watch it either, and I was hoping that you did so I could get some info on it. I don't want to throw it under the bus because I haven't watched it.
I will. I'll do it for you then, Steve. I have a feeling in 1 year or whatever, this video ends up... You remember Loose Change?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a couple of years after Loose Change when it kind of took the internet by storm because people wanted to believe two kids who watched 9/11 footage and thought this was obviously a planned demolition of the World Trade Center. And then they went into a panel with the popular mechanics, scientists, and all of these really actually smart people and were demolished by facts, and in lieu of facts they just started screaming at the popular mechanics people. I have a feeling this video goes that direction in the not too distant future. Already this woman has seemingly been somewhat discredited as being somewhat of a quack, and I think as more comes out about it, that's going to hold true.
I think that, I mean, look, I love a good conspiracy theory. I think it's second gunman on the grassy knoll.
Steve, I texted you a picture this very week of me catching up on our old friend, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
He's
a good book man, just had a bad day.
I love a good conspiracy, Steve.
I do. I'm fake moon landing, cool. I want to read all about it. Like I said, JFK assassination. There's so much.
Dinosaurs.
But look, right. I mean, they never existed.
The biggest hoax that's ever been played on us by the devil, Steve. Dinosaurs.
But I I think that if collectively the rest of the medical community is in the opinion that this person is not credible,
yeah,
that should be an indication. But what a lot of people look at is the opposite side of that and be like, well, no, they're all, you know, trying to keep this person silent for whatever reason. I don't know. A lot of times, the answer is a lot simpler than
it does seem that way, right? It is. Yeah.
Than you want it to be. I mean, sometimes things just happen.
Yeah.
And, that's that.
It's, these seem to always take hold, one or two of them. And this time it'll be the pandemic. Ridiculous.
Up next, Jerry Stiller. We already talked about that at great length in your Fast Five. And last on the list, The Last Ride. Have you seen the teaser for it? Or I don't know. The
first episode is out, Steve. The first episode was released last night. I believe the second episode will be tonight.
This is a documentary is it a WWE documentary?
WWE documentary. Okay. Really the first time The Undertaker, Mark Calloway, has allowed cameras to follow him out of character.
Yeah, so
out
it's
of
just
character. Notorious The Undertaker for playing up what's called kayfabe as he's in character. So he wouldn't take a picture with you as Mark Calloway. He wouldn't talk to you as Mark Calloway if you ran into him. First time he's allowed cameras behind him. Now it's an interesting documentary because it's called The Last Ride. The initial plan was for him to retire 2 years ago after his WrestleMania match. A lot of thinking as we talked about in this week's episode, he laid his gloves and jacket down and hat down in the center of the ring and left, changed his mind. So it follows that entire process going into that match and then what happened to change his mind out of that match to come back and continue wrestling. Revealing, fantastic look. I really, really enjoyed the first episode watching it.
So is that on WWE Network?
It's on the WWE Network, Steve. That's where you can watch the first episode and the upcoming episodes.
I watched the first. They had released like the first 13 minutes of the first episode.
Yeah.
I thought it was incredible.
It's
I loved
great.
It. And you know me, like I'm not a huge wrestling fan by any means. But I've said it a million times. I love the story behind the event or the story behind the team or whatever it is.
Yeah, and this kind of follows. This is closer to The Wrestler.
Okay.
The movie The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke, where it's really talking about the physical issues and anguish that Mark Calloway has undergone trying to continue this career of the only business he's ever known.
I may need your WWE Network login before you leave on the TV, on the app. So
that
I can
give
download.
To you, Steve, so you can catch up on that.
Before that, we had Jerry Stiller. Again, talked about him at great length.
Yeah.
86? No,
Jerry
sorry.
Jerry Stiller was 92. Fred Willard.
Yeah, Fred Willard, 86. Plandemic before that. After this conversation, are you going to watch
Still
it?
No.
Still not going to
no,
watch
No, I couldn't
it.
Be less interested in that. And again, I'm not saying I'm knowledgeable or whatever, but to watch one of those documentaries that's obviously created with the idea in mind to frame this situation a certain way, that's one that's not even a documentary to me. Mm-hmm. That's propaganda. So
yeah.
I no, thank you. No, thank you.
Socially distanced concerts.
Dumb. Don't do it. Stop wasting our time. Wait for it to get back to somewhat normal. Just stop.
I think at some point we're going to have a serious conversation about the this one's for the road, Steve and Kyle live show spectacular.
July 11th. We'll see you all there. Location TBD, but plan on it.
As we're going to cram as many people into a small venue as possible.
I don't think that'll be a concern.
No, probably not. Maybe we'll just bring them out here to the old sunroom.
Maybe we can just have the originally intended or originally RSVP'd audience. That'll be fine because it'll be socially distanced enough.
And finally, Facebook avatars. Everyone's doing it. You going to do it?
Nah. I don't know how right now. Do I have to download like a Facebook extension?
I've seen a lot of people who sure think highly of themselves with their avatars.
I
look at them, I'm like, oh boy, you're going to...
It's the same people that before the Facebook avatar had their cats or just all of their kids or grandkids as their pictures.
Yeah, or like Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes.
Yep, that's... Wow. It's almost like I know the people and know the group you're talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah, you definitely do. Look at that. We turned this one around this week.
Did we?
Well, we didn't quite hit our goal, but
come on!
Maybe next time. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Steve and Kyle. There are a bunch, I think a record, what, 8 or 9 polls up there?
There's 9 polls this week at Steve and Kyle on Facebook and Twitter.
Facebook and Twitter. The big push to 10,000 Instagram followers is on. What are we at, 200?
I think somewhere over 200, yeah, Steve. Again, announced this week. If you are one of the first people, we said the first one. We'll probably shoot out a few. First few people to buy a face mask with Steve and Kyle, any Steve and Kyle face mask on stevenkyle.com/merch. Send us a photo of that, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and we will send you a personalized autographed poster of our trip to Van Wert, Ohio from a couple of years ago.
Worth noting, we don't make anything off of that. I think we can set the bar.
We could
upsell them for like $80 a piece and pocket $70.
Stupid.
We don't. We set it. It's basically at the minimum. I think if you were to buy a mask, which are like $10, we'd probably get about 30 cents or so.
Yeah, it's very low. And that's one, because it feels a little scummy to profit off of that. And two, I think it's just neat to have somebody walk around with a Steve and Kyle Beach Patrol shark awareness face mask. That would be neat to see.
Yeah, if you already have a mask, don't buy one. But if you are one of the people that has not yet purchased or made a mask, let us help you out.
Yeah, please.
Again, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Steve and Kyle. Tag us in a post, a picture, like a selfie of you wearing your mask.
Yep.
And we'll send you some stuff. All right, is that it? Anything else?
That's it.
All right, talk to you next week.